Welcome to Macro Monday on Investec Focus Radio SA, a podcast about what's driving global and local markets. I'm Chris Holdsworth, Chief Investment Strategist at Investec Wealth and Investment. Every Monday morning, I'll update you on key developments from the past week and what you need to know about the week ahead. If you'd prefer to watch a video with the graphs and charts I referred to in the podcast, just go to investec.com/Macro Monday.
We'll have a look at what's happening to global inflation, recent surprises on the upside, and when US inflation is likely to get to around 2%. And finally, we'll have a look at what's happening in commodity markets. We're going to start off with our Global Investment Strategy Group. At the very top of our investment process is our Global Investment Strategy Group, GISG. It's a committee populated by investment professionals in our UK, Switzerland, and SA offices. And the purpose of that committee is to give a view on risk. How risk on or risk off should we be in our global investments? That committee takes into consideration a number of factors and comes up with a score that ranges between -3 and +3. At the latest meeting, that committee stayed at -1, meaning that we retain a risk off position globally. And what I'll run through in the next couple of slides is some of the reasons for that, and we'll provide more detailed view in our global investment view, which will go out once we've had our South African Asset Allocation Committee meeting too. So the starting point, global growth is set to slow slightly. We have seen some pretty material upward revisions to US GDP growth, quite sizable, in isolation relative to the rest of the globe. So the US economy has been upgraded in effect through consensus forecasts, which have been shifted up. But even after that material change, the material upward revision in growth expectations, the US economy is still set to slow this year, down to 2.1% from 2.5%. And that 2.1% seems somewhat optimistic at this point. Now, the upward revisions of economic growth have seen a material rally in US equities, and we're now at the point where the US market is materially expensive. We've got our own bespoke model, which shows that the US market is about 30% above where we would consider to be fair value, whereas emerging markets in Europe are much closer to our estimate of fair value. But it's not just our estimate. You can look at the US relative to Europe by a number of different metrics. We're showing our model. We've got the forward price to earnings. We've got price to book and EV EBITDA. Whichever way you look at it, the US trades at a material premium relative to Europe. And that for us is concerning, especially in an environment where the US is due to slow. We are at the back end of the cycle, so we think it's prudent at this point to be somewhat risk off. That's not to say that there aren't opportunities anywhere globally. The US market is expensive due to a small selection of very large cap stocks, which are very expensive. But if you scratch beneath the surface, there's opportunities within the US, there's opportunities outside of the US. It's just given the very large weight of some very well-rated companies, and given where we are in the economic cycle, we think it's prudent at this point to be risk off. Switching to some of the data which came out last week, looking at global inflation, we've now got inflation for just over 30 of the 50 largest economies for last month. Inflation for those economies stayed unchanged at 3.2% last month, 3.2% this month. We did see a convergence of inflation, though. Inflation now is more similar across the globe than at any point since around the middle of 2019. And that would be a bit of a concern for central banks. Inflation is converging, but at a level which would be unacceptable for most central banks across the globe. Not only is inflation converging, but it's surprising on the upside too. Of the 32 countries which have so far reported inflation, inflation is surprised on the upside for 70% of them. And what's concerning is that inflation surprised on the upside tend to cluster. Back in 2007 to 2008, we saw inflation regularly surprising the upside as we did in 2022. So this is the first initial concerning sign that we might be going through a patch where inflation surprises on the upside relative to market expectations. And that, too, is our expectation within GISG. We do expect that inflation is now going to surprise on the upside. And that means that central banks will likely cut by less than is expected over the coming year or so. And that, too, is a reason for caution. Delving into the US inflation number in particular, US inflation ticked up from 3.1% to 3.2%. It was mildly above expectations. So they were one of the countries that surprised on the upside. The concerning bit is that month-on-month inflation was 0.4%. Now, if the target is 2% for the full year, admittedly, the target is a different form of inflation, core PCE inflation, rather than headline. But nonetheless, simplistically, if the Fed is targeting inflation to be around 2% for the whole year and it was 0.4% in the month, That implies that inflation is unlikely to get to 2% anytime soon, and it's likely to be above the Fed's target for the foreseeable future. We've got our own model where we plug in as a base case the 20-year median of month-on-month inflation going forward. And we say, and if that occurs, when does US inflation get to 2%? It's not before August. We would need inflation to be at 0% month-on-month, every single month, to get US inflation to 2% by July, which seems very unlikely. So I think we can quite reasonably pencil in that US inflation is not going to get to 2% within the next 4 or 5 months or so. And that means that the Fed is unlikely to cut soon. We'll do the same exercise for core PCE inflation, which is the Fed's target, in the next couple of weeks when the data comes out. The net result of this is that the market has pushed out the point at which the Fed is likely to cut out to June. The market is attaching a 0% chance to cuts in March and in May, which seems a reasonable expectation in our view. And there is some risk that even now the market is expecting too much from the Fed, given the potential for inflation to prove to be a bit more sticky than had been widely expected. Switching to China, what we've seen over the past month is a pretty sizable rally in a broad range of commodities on the back of stimulus, which has been applied to the Chinese economy, ultimately as a result of very low inflation in the Chinese economy. So we're now starting to see the market impact of the stimulus. Energy prices up quite materially over the past month. Oil is up around 4%, year on year up 21%. That poses some upside risk to inflation, just reinforces the notion we said before that inflation, in our view, is likely to surprise on the upside over the coming 12 months or so. Copper up 9% month on month, up 7% year on year. Aluminium's rallied too, along with nickel as well. Gold up 6% month on month. That stands out. The other commodities are rallying because of an improvement in the outlook for China. Gold is rallying because of increasing geopolitical risk. And it's not often the case that they would all be rallying together, but nonetheless, gold has been very strong over the past year or so. Even platinum's picked up over the past month. Agricultural commodities have picked up too, although they're still down materially year on year. So if we tie it all together, energy prices picking up, that suggests upside risk to inflation, partly offset by agricultural prices, which are still quite depressed globally. And in the middle, you've got a range of commodities which have picked up quite strongly, suggesting that A, the Chinese economy is recovering, but B, this is an environment which would be quite helpful for a selection of resource counters. And that's where we're going to leave it for this week.
That's all for this episode. Do tune in next week for more investment insights from me, Chris Holdsworth, and the Investec Wealth and Investment team. If you haven't yet added us to your podcast feed, you can subscribe to Investec Focus Radio SA wherever you listen. And please take a minute to rate our podcast so we can surface this content to the broader investment community. If you want to see the graphs that are referenced in the podcast, you can watch a video version of this recording at investec.com/Macro Monday.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of Investec Wealth and Investment International and should not be taken as advice, guidance, or recommendation. Investec Wealth and Investment International, a member of the JSE Equity, Equity Derivatives, Currency Derivatives, Bond Derivatives, and Interest Rate Derivatives Markets, an authorized financial services provider and a registered credit provider.